You're listening to K-Hum. Some Patti Smith right there, Because the Night. That was an awesome request, Connie.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Patti Smith and Springsteen together, like doing Springsteen is pretty awesome. But anyway, Connie Lorenzo is the program manager for the Employment Training Division, which is a part of DHHS. And you all are involved with organizing the Redwood Coast Career Fair.
That's correct. So I was here to talk about that today. Yeah, we put this on every year. It's one large career fair. And we have something like, I think we're up to 52 employers right now attending. We always have employers who have jobs. We don't let people come unless they're actively hiring. So we're looking at over 200 jobs with the companies that are on site that day.
And it's moved from the Adorney Center on over to the Sequoia Conference Center?
Yes. We thought we'd try that new conference center that's at the Humboldt County Office of Ed complex at 901 Myrtle. It's a really beautiful, nice new conference center. So that's where we're having it this year, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What are some of the employers that'll be there?
We have multiple people, St. Joseph's Hospital, Suddenlink, Coast Central Credit Union, several of the casinos, several nonprofits. Just trying to think off the top of my head who else is on the list.
That's a pretty good list so far.
Eureka Natural Foods will be there, and they're opening a store in McKinleyville, so they're looking to hire quite a few people. Cocotat is growing, and they're coming. They're hiring quite a few people coming up. So, like I said, a lot of jobs, actually, and people should really take this opportunity to come and meet employers in person. That sometimes helps get you in the door. You know, if your application and for whatever reason didn't catch someone's eye, being there in person sometimes can seal the deal when an employer gets a chance to actually meet you.
And you get a lot of experience talking to employers as well.
It's true. It's just, yeah, it's a good exercise to just get out and talk to employers. It's also can be informational just to talk to the employers about what kind of jobs they have, what kind of careers they have within their companies. You can use it that way as well as just exploration. But like I said, they are looking to hire, and so they will be taking applications that day. We have a motor vehicle that'll be on site where people can do resumes or online applications. That's through the Department of Health and Human Services. They have a large RV. Then we're bringing that on site so we can use the computers on that RV.
That's pretty cool. So people will be there to help people put together resumes and stuff?
Yeah, we'll have vocational counselors who can review your existing resume, give you some ideas of how to improve it. And like I said, if some of the companies want online applications right then, you can do it in that motor vehicle. So that's really handy that they're bringing that.
That's really cool. I didn't know you were bringing that. That's super awesome.
Yeah.
And what should people bring? Just their resume?
Dress like you're going to a job interview. Look presentable. Be ready to talk to people in a professional way. And maybe have a master application that helps you easily fill out other applications. If you have a resume, bring copies of that. And like I said, just be prepared to talk to a lot of different employers. It's at 10 a.m. that day. Starts at 10, runs to 2 p.m. And should be pretty, they're usually fairly busy and very active. So give yourself an hour or so at least to mill around and meet with different employers.
Well, yeah, and sometimes it takes a while to fill out applications.
Yes.
I've done that before, too, so get there early.
Exactly. And, you know, we follow up after our fairs, and we always see if quite a few people are actually hired through the fair event. You may not be hired exactly that day of, but you have met that employer, and you've submitted an application, and that it leads to a fair amount of hires that we've seen in the past. Like I said, these are employers looking to hire, so.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I've had more of an experience, more luck, like if I meet somebody in person.
I think so, yeah. Like I said, it's an advantage to do so, especially if you're prepared to present well, you know. So like I said, you know, assume you're going to a job interview when you come. Look good, be prepared to talk to people, and you'll do fine.
So the Redwood Coast Career Fair is going on this Friday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on over at the Sequoia Conference Center. You all also, through thejobmarket.org, you all also have career fair workshops available?
Yeah, we have two more left. We prepare people in advance sometimes for this fair. And so there are two left this, actually tomorrow on the 18th. We have one in the morning, one in the afternoon. If people are interested in trying to do a real quick last minute preparation for the fair, they can call the job market, and that's 441-JOBS. Or 441-5627, and they can schedule to get into one of those prep classes.
And you can get that that number on over at thejobmarket.org as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. That's the www.thejobmarket.org. That's our website.
What other sort of services do you have on thejobmarket.org?
Well, the job market is located in downtown Eureka. And what it is it's a service. There's multiple different agencies on site. So we call it a one-stop center, and it's all kinds of services for job seekers. So you can take workshops on how, you know, to create a resume or how to interview. We have a lot of job opening information and other labor market information. We have vocational counselors you can meet with one-on-one to discuss your career or your concerns about your, you know, looking for work and how to go about it. So all kinds of services. It's free to the public. And sometimes people don't realize they can walk in there and get significant support with their job search.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. So we think so. No.
So if you're looking for a job, make sure you check out thejobmarket.org.
I would say so. Please do.
Yeah, whether or not you can you can make it on over to the Rebel Coast Career Fair, but definitely go on over there if you're looking for a job, know somebody that's looking for a job, or maybe even, you know, has an inkling that they want to change their career. Rebel Coast Career Fair going on Friday, May 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., Sequoia Conference Center, and also check out thejobmarket.org.
Yes. Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you for coming in today.
Okay, no problem.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to take a short break with some messages from some of our sponsors and then come back. I'll have a look at the short list and get into some more tunes. You're listening to K-Home.